This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, February 1st, 2023. I'm Katie Hallam. Oklahoma's Kevin Stitt is among 25 Republican state governors who signed a letter to President Joe Biden opposing a new rule defining the scope of the Clean Water Act. OPMX's Grayson Wheeler reports on the letter.
The Clean Water Act gives the Environmental Protection Agency authority to regulate pollution in what it calls the waters of the United States. But how the EPA defines those waters has changed under the last three presidential administrations. The most recent update is based on a definition the EPA used before 2015. Upstream waters that, quote, significantly affect the integrity of federal waters will fall under the Clean Water Act. Otherwise, their regulation is up to the tribes and the states. Half of the country's governors signed the letter opposing the rule change, saying it would make the Clean Water Act's protections too broad and burden private landowners. The letter requests a delay in the implementation of the new rule until the Supreme Court makes a decision on a pending case about how to define federally regulable waters. As of right now, the rule will go into effect in March. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
Last year, an investigation revealed millions in federal funds intended for Oklahoma students and their families were distributed by a Florida tech company with little oversight. The previous state attorney general sued the company, but as State Impact's Beth Wallace reports, Oklahoma's new attorney general says state actors are ultimately responsible.
The Governor's Emergency Education Relief Fund, or GEER, was a federal program giving states millions of dollars to help students' families recover from the pandemic by aiding with educational expenses. Oklahoma gave Florida-based company ClassWallet a no-bid contract to administer the program. But an investigation released in May by Oklahoma Watch and The Frontier found the funds went to all kinds of things. Christmas trees, smartwatches, nearly 550 TVs. And even though Education Secretary and now State Superintendent Ryan Walters gave blanket approval for the purchases, former State Attorney General John O'Connor filed suit against ClassWallet in August. Now Attorney General Gettner Drummond says he's dropping that suit and instead turning his office's focus to holding state officials accountable, saying, quote, it is clear that a number of state actors and other individuals are ultimately responsible. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Tax cuts are a major goal for Oklahoma Republicans, and OPMX's Robbie Korth reports with a supermajority in both chambers of the legislature, they're likely to be a focus for lawmakers.
Oklahoma has a record savings account right now, almost $3 billion. That means Republicans are likely to explore many different ways to use that money. Last year, there was disagreement with the GOP on how best to do it. Governor Kevin Stitt has touted a cut to the state's grocery tax, while House Republicans pushed for one-time rebate checks towards the end of 2022. Regardless of what comes next, the nuts and bolts of tax cuts and general spending will mostly play out during budget negotiations, a process that's largely secretive as leaders in the House, Senate, and governor's office craft a budget behind closed doors. In Oklahoma City, I'm Robbie Korth.
Indian Health Services will receive nearly $140 million from the federal government to support diabetes prevention programs throughout the country. OPMX's Allison Arreta reports tribal nations in Oklahoma will be big beneficiaries.
The Indian Health Service began its special diabetes program in 1997 after research determined American Indians and Alaska Natives were more likely to develop the disease than non-natives. IHS says since implementing the program, diabetes-related kidney disease rates have been cut in half. 26 tribal nations and healthcare centers dedicated to caring for American Indians will receive funding, including the Northeast Tribal Health System and the Indian Healthcare Resource Center of Tulsa. Three of the largest tribal nations in the state, the Cherokee Nation, the Choctaw Nation, and the Muscogee Nation, will receive nearly $12 million. IHS awards were given to 302 tribal nations in 35 states. I'm Allison Herrera.
For additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media at KGOU News on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. We also invite you to subscribe to the KGOU AM News Brief with host Nick Daniels.
Race might be a hot topic right now, but for so many of us, talking about race is nothing new. On the Code Switch podcast from NPR, we go beyond the headlines and we go deep. Listen now.